You are listening to The Naked Scientist with Chris Smith and Kat Arney. We are staring at the stars today. If you've got any questions for us, our email address is chris@thenakedscientist.com.
Thank you, Kat. Now, also this week, scientists have discovered a new type of galaxy. Using a NASA space telescope called GALEX, which is short for Galaxy Evolution Explorer, and this can see ultraviolet light, a team of US scientists have been studying a patch of the sky called the Leo Ring. This is thought to be a leftover remnant from the Big Bang. It's basically a huge cloud of hydrogen and helium. But what the scientists saw were signs of newborn stars in small galaxy-sized clumps inside the ring itself. But what's weird about this is that there doesn't seem to be any dark matter there. And dark matter was thought to be a key ingredient that was needed for a galaxy to form. In other words, it sits at the centre of the galaxy and then pulls all of the other constituents in together. Here's David Thilker.
What we've done is discovered a new unexpected type of galaxy, a dwarf galaxy forming in the local universe. These galaxies are odd because they have apparently condensed from pristine gas without the help of any dark matter halo.
Can you just explain that a little bit? So when you say that this is made from pristine gas, what do you mean by that?
Sure. Well, in the universe today, there are very few remnants of the material from which all other galaxies originally formed. The best known candidate for one of these pristine primordial clouds is the Leo Ring. It's a structure 600,000 light years wide, consisting only of hydrogen and helium, in a nearby galaxy group about 30 million light years from us. And the evidence is that this object has been around from the time that that galaxy group formed and has been doing absolutely nothing ever since.
And how have you tried to understand or to explore this distant mass of gas, and what do you actually think it's doing?
The GALEX satellite that I've been using, the Galaxy Evolution Explorer, is a telescope in Earth orbit launched by NASA in the year 2003, and we've been surveying the entire sky in ultraviolet wavelengths that are sensitive to the process of star formation. So what happened was I was looking at a galaxy that is nearby this Leo Ring, and I knew that this primordial cloud was in the field of view of this other galaxy, and so I thought, why not go ahead and take a look and see if we see any evidence for star formation, and at that point it was possible to detect something.
Why do you need UV in order to do that? Why can't you just look using normal light telescopes?
Right. The UV is best for detecting star formation because the most massive stars, several more times in mass than the Sun, emit most of their light in the blue part of the spectrum, and so they stand out like a light post to the ultraviolet telescopes. And those stars, the most massive ones, also live a very short lifetime. So if you see them, you know that they've essentially just formed. So the combination of the color and the lifetime of the star allows us to probe star formation with the ultraviolet.
And when you use the UV cameras like this to look at this distant entity, what do you see and what is that telling you?
When we look at the Leo Ring in the UV wavelengths, we have detected ultraviolet emission coming from clumps within the gaseous ring, and those clumps are much smaller than the size of the Milky Way galaxy, for instance, and they qualify as dwarf galaxies. And the interesting thing about this detection is that previous radio observations, the same ones that were used to initially discover the gas of the Leo Ring, also indicated there was no dark matter within those clumps of the ring. So you have this combination of ongoing star formation and no dark matter within a cloud of pristine gas. And it's really something quite unique that hasn't been seen before.
So why do you think it's not there? And yet, if you look at all of the other galaxies that we have around us, such as our own, you do see lots of dark matter in the centre. What's going on and why is this different?
Well, it's just that the process of structure formation in the universe, essentially the dark matter acts as seed. So you have this process of gas collapsing onto dark matter condensations. And this happens to be one filament that doesn't appear to have completed that process. It's still floating around in this galaxy group, but hasn't actually accreted or fallen onto any of the more massive galaxies in the center. So it's somewhat of an oddball, the fact that it still exists at this point.
What is this telling us, then, about the universe from which we all sprang, our galaxy and the others that we know are out there? And what insights does this give us into the early phases of the universe?
Well, I think it tells us that the universe can still surprise us, first of all, and second of all, the fact that there may be more ways to form galaxies than had been previously recognized. In particular, the process of dark matter halo-dominated galaxy formation may not be the only one.
It's reassuring to know that the universe can still surprise us. That was David Filker. He's at Johns Hopkins University in Baltimore, and he's published that discovery in this week's edition of Nature.